Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. It's a huge day for the history of the Forest Service as decades of planning, fundraising, and construction peak with the opening of the National Museum of Forest Service History in Missoula. The opening of the long-awaited center starts today with a private preview event. The public opening is at 10 o'clock tomorrow with a ribbon cutting and tours set for the facility near the Missoula Airport. Museum Executive Director Lisa Tate says the building is more than a museum.
We have now a professional repository, world-class, designed to all industry standards. It meets all of the standards for housing the collection, for environmental controls, for security. So it's a state-of-the-art repository to house not only our collection, but there's plenty of room to grow so that as we collect more objects and items, we will have the proper space to store those as well.
The museum is not only state-of-the-art, the 26,000-square-foot facility is a mass timber building. It's an exhibit in its own right. It was constructed with over 800,000 board feet of wood donated by regional timber partners and features stunning tree-like support columns in the lobby. A different kind of drug case in the news this week where a Billings man was caught in a dragnet that developed after investigators got suspicious about package deliveries. Tracy Taylor has the report.
A Billings man has pleaded guilty to federal drug and gun charges after investigators say he trafficked fentanyl from his West End home. 50-year-old Jason Allen Lehman admitted to possessing fentanyl with intent to distribute and possessing a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking. Federal prosecutors say the investigation began after inspectors intercepted a package containing fentanyl pills shipped to a Billings address. A search of the home later uncovered about 1,500 fentanyl pills, drug paraphernalia, and multiple firearms. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And the BLM reporting a recent federal oil and gas lease sale in Montana and the Dakotas that generated more than $130 million in revenue. This is the Montana State News Network.
Hi, I'm Attorney General.